because of the new stadium, we had a big influx of managers that put the name of the hat, and some big names. We sifted through them, and we felt that the man of the moment that's doing it now is Steve Evans of Crawley. And we felt that when we interviewed him, we felt that he'd got the passion, the drive, and lots of motivation. And we felt quite infected by that. And the board unanimously believed that out of the, I think it was 9 people that we interviewed, he, head and shoulders, was the best one. When we looked at the names that came in, we drew a shortlist, and we actually thought we'd talk to Crawley, which we did, and we interviewed Steve, and Steve didn't let us down. I have to say that the chairman of Crawley was a gentleman, a guy called Paul, very professional, and I think we both did a professional job in the way that not only we approached Crawley, but the way that we conducted the interviews and the way it came to an end, where the chairman of Crawley agreed that we could see Steve, and when Steve decided that Rotherham was for him, I think that the chairman of Crawley was a gentleman and conducted himself very professionally, didn't stand in his way, and quickly and swiftly concluded the movement from Crawley to Rotherham, and I thank him for that. Well, we always, when clubs are doing things like we're doing, they get into negotiations, and things have to happen, otherwise people don't move. So all I can say is that Rotherham and Crawley have come together and they've settled, and that's why the man's here today. Yes, very amicable. Well, we've said to Steve that we want him to hit the ground running. He's mentioned that Rotherham are a good team. He believes that a tweak and a tuck in and there, not major operations, and he believes, that, like we believe, that we have a good side. It just needs probably the touch of someone, the master, like Steve, to get it probably more determined, probably a bit more drive, and a bit more excitement for the fans.